Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so the Commanders win 41-24, and nobody seems to care. Maybe you're all upset because I had the audacity to go on a rant against the NFL to start the show. I wonder where you've all been that were so upset about that for the last 12 years when I've been screaming about the NFL screwing over the Commanders, Redskins, Washington football team almost every year. And again this year. Where have you been? I mean, Stevie Ray acts like he just started listening to the show yesterday. He must have missed the 25 times that I mentioned the short week and the travel in Appleton, Wisconsin during week two. I've moved on from that. I can't do anything about it. Week three, I can do something about it. I can bitch about it. I can light up the NFL. Again, the dumbest sports league in all the land, which somehow has suckered you all, and me too, into making a lot of money. And I mean a lot of money. Maybe it's just the fact that the Commanders won 41-24 and there's nothing to bitch about. I don't know. Maybe people are okay with that. I think there's certainly some stuff to fix and improve. I think there's some stuff to worry about, injuries most notably. But when you win a game like that, where you do so many things right, people are not upset. And when people are not upset, they're not moved to call. They're not moved to action. Which is okay, too. Like, you can sit back and you can celebrate. And you can want to be happy. I don't think me taking a very important subject as a stage to set up the rest of the show was the wrong tactic. We don't just do pom-poms on the radio. That's for other shows. We tell you what it is, what's real. And if you watch that game, you know the Raiders ran out of gas. And that's okay. The Commanders punched them in the mouth early, and then often. It's like they sparred with them in the first quarter and a half. Couple of body shots, maybe one right hook, and then they started landing big blows midway through the second quarter. And that's cool. That was great to see. That's what's different about this team. In years past, under Ron Rivera, under Jay Gruden, even under Mike Shanahan maybe, and Jim Zorn and whoever, the Commanders would have lost a game like that, or they would have barely escaped. Yesterday, they started strong. They landed a couple of body shots, as I mentioned, and then they started throwing hooks. the 90-yard punt return, the 56-yard bomb to Terry to set up Bill, the Luke McCaffrey touchdown, 5 sacks, so on and so forth. And sure, the Raiders made a couple of plays in extensive garbage time, as Marv Albert used to call it. Sure, they made a couple of plays. And that makes the numbers look bad. And those of you that live in the shoebox of analytics, you know, the analytics amigos, and you have DVOA coming out of your ears, those of you that live by that stuff instead of living by common sense and by your eyes are going to sit here and say, well, you know, Geno Smith passed for 297 yards, so the pass defense must really suck. Well, no, actually not. Did you watch the game? Did you understand why Geno Smith and the Raiders made a couple of plays? Is there stuff to clean up? Crossing routes, drag routes across the middle with Bobby Wagner getting run past in zone? Yes, of course there is. Absolutely. Was there a bad eye discipline play on play one of the game? After Joe Witt spent 10 days bitching and moaning privately and publicly about eye discipline, that you got to clean up? Yeah, absolutely. Is it going to be as easy as it was for the Carolina Panthers yesterday against Michael Penix and the Falcons this Sunday? Absolutely not. Will we see Kirko in chains? Maybe. Will Marshawn Lattimore and Trey Amos be able to play next Sunday? I hope so. Don't know so. These are all the questions we have. These are all the questions we have. But what question we don't have is, was this team ready to play? Yes. At least on offense and specials. Maybe not on defense. Although they did buckle down and eventually force a field goal on that first drive. Was this team ready to play? Absolutely. Did this team come out with a smart game plan to punch the Raiders in the mouth? Absolutely. Did they do what they wanted to do early, in the middle, and for the most part late? Absolutely. Did they take advantage of a situation they were rightfully given? Yes. How many times would a team in the past, by any other name, not take an advantage of that? And then we would have come in here saying, how did they lose that game? How can you not beat a team playing on 4 days rest, 4,000 miles from home, or 3,000 miles from home, whatever? How? How did that happen? Well, those teams were either A, not good enough talent-wise, or B, not disciplined enough, or C, not prepared enough, or maybe a combination of all three. This one was. This one was. And yes, there were blips. Yes, there were bumps. Yes, there's things to clean up. Yes, there's things to worry about. But think about what they did yesterday. They overcame some of those mistakes, some of those bumps in the road, and kept throwing haymakers. And that's how they won a game 41-24 with their backup quarterback and all the injuries they had throughout the secondary. And without missing one of their top running backs, or with missing one of their top running backs and one of their three or four best wide receivers who can't stay on the field, but he still is a part of the team in Noah Brown. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to our guy Dominic. On line two, down in Tampa. Dom, how are you, pal?
Brewster, as always, you know, it's always great to hear from you.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate you. Always good to hear from you.
Likewise, thank you. Yeah, no, I had to call in. I got on late to your show, sorry. But, you know, when I got on, there was that one caller that was going on a stupid tangent. And I just, like, you know what, I heard enough. And I didn't get all of his what he was saying. He just sounded, you know, ridiculous and stupid, to be honest with you. I don't, you know, whatever. But for me, you know, we're not, we should not, us as fans and you guys in the media or whatever, we should not sit here and feel sorry for the Raiders. Okay? The team is not going to call the NFL when the schedule came out and said, oh, no, we're not, you know, we don't feel comfortable playing a team who's on 5 days or 4 days or whatever. It doesn't work like that. This team, and you made the point that in years past, if this was Rivera, Zorn, absolutely 1,000% agree with you, that would have been a loss by us in years past. But now that you see that this team is competent, they're run professionally, they did what they needed to do. Whether they were home or on the road or a neutral site, they got the job done. And at the end of the day, in the NFL, with all the money that this, you know, this sport brings, they did their job. And no one should be upset about it for any reason whatsoever. So, you know, and that's why it's fun to watch this team, because
right,
they are now a team that every single Sunday, they have a chance to win. Jaden Daniels are not. And big props to Marcus Mariota for doing what he did this week and in years past, you know, and even last year too. And I'll end with this, Roos, is, you know, as far as the Jaden Daniels injury goes, I'm not rushing him because I don't think you absolutely need to. You don't need to after what we saw on Sunday. You just get this guy completely 100% right, because clearly Marcus Mariota can probably start for half the league.
Yep. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well said, as always, Dom. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let you run on that. Let me just be clear. I feel bad for the Raiders just as a human being, because if I was a fan of theirs, it would infuriate me. As a impartial member of the media, even though I do a show in Washington, D.C., my responsibility is to talk about what I deem important, not what you want to hear, what I deem important. I deem that important. So I didn't feel bad for the Raiders as much as I was critical of the NFL. The NFL is what's wrong here. And fans are too caught up in what they love, fantasy football and gambling and the game of football, to actually think about this stuff. But that doesn't mean that's not my job. So let me be clear. I was more critical of the NFL than defensive of the Raiders. Now, that being said, Stevie Ray did bring up a good point. I should have said, hey, as I did all of last week, short week, bad travel, this, that, and the other thing. But again, the difference is somebody's got to play on Thursday night. The Players Union agreed to that. There didn't have to be a doubleheader on Monday night, week two, with the Raiders playing in it in the nightcap, and then having to travel all the way out east from Las Vegas to Washington, D.C. I just made that trip at the beginning of August. It's a 4-plus-hour flight. Now, I did it on Frontier Airlines. They did it on a luxury, two-aisle 777 or whatever.
Was your luxury jet in, like, the shop or something? Why were you ever on Frontier?
Because believe it or not, AMAC, your boy, while I do get an occasional perk, your boy doesn't get every perk that he deserves.
No, I know. But you own the jet. You're just a man of the people, well, so you want to travel.
It was under repair.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Such a man of the people. Yeah.
It was under repair. I mean, it's very important to make sure. Aviation safety is very important. Okay? So the bottom line is this. Again, the difference between week two and week three is somebody stupidly has to play on Thursday night because the NFLPA and the NFL wants to make more money. At the end of week two, the Raiders did not have to play in that game if the NFL did not want them to play in that game. They certainly did not have to play in Landover 4.5 days later. They certainly did not have to play a team that had played to start the week, Thursday night football. You see where I'm getting at? There are some differences. That's why I didn't exactly mention what the Commanders did in week two, even though we spent a lot of time on that. And I'm always going to spend time on that. Others can spend time on hand technique. I'll spend time on what matters. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Why don't we do this? We'll take a timeout. We'll get back to the phones in just a sec. 301-230-0980. The Commanders did a lot of things right. It may seem like I'm not giving them credit. That might be how your ears are processing it. I think I've mentioned a lot of things that the Commanders did right. They got back to the running game right away. They punched the Raiders in the mouth. They were very good outside of two Matt Gay kicks on special teams. They made explosive plays in the pass game, in the run game, in special teams. They had five sacks. They took advantage of a bad offensive line. They stopped the run. They pressured Geno Smith. They were great on third down. Early, middle, late, often. Took advantage. Don't make any mistake. It's not like we're not giving the Commanders credit. We're just saying there are other elements at play here. On the Team 980, we continue along. On your radio, on the Team 980, on the AM side, as well, streaming live anywhere on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. More of your calls coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever watch your pets sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Downhill physical football team. Mariota hesitates to the end zone. Touchdown, Commanders.
All right, once again, Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth on the call. Fox yesterday, Marcus Mariota, third and goal from the two. Drop back, shotgun, deep drop. Didn't see what he liked. Boom, took off and touchdown. Commanders on the board, 7-0. And I don't want to say they never looked back because the game was tied at 10-10 at one point, but they kind of never looked back, sort of, somewhat, sort of, maybe, kind of, I don't know. Dan Quinn at 3:30, you'll hear from Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, on why he decided to buy a Sean Taylor 21 jersey. And also this, before we get back to the calls real quick, Joe DeLeon, who is a former college football player, does some media work with A to Z Sports. I've had him on once or twice. He wrote a column about how bad the Giants are at 0-3. They lost on Sunday Night Football last night. Russ Wilson and all that, the fans booing. And Russell Wilson's going to get benched. It's just a matter of when. And whether Dable gets fired before that. He wrote a story identifying three Giants or three head coaching candidates that the Giants should strongly consider.
Ooh. I hope one of them is not your offensive coordinator.
Number one on the list.
Get out of here.
Number one on the list. You want to know what he said? What
did he say?
If anyone suggested hiring Cliff Kingsbury a year ago, they should have rightfully been laughed at. I disagree with that. That was all Kyler Murray. As the Cardinals head coach, Kingsbury was 28-37. Again, you should mention that it was all Kyler Murray. But produced a promising 11-6 season in 2021. However, the hot start to Jaden Daniels' career with Kingsbury calling the plays in Washington has proved that he's ready for a second chance. One element that unlocked Daniels the most was Kingsbury's background with college offenses. After failing as the Cardinals' head coach because of Kyler Murray, he had time to reflect on adjusting his approach because of Kyler Murray. The adjustments helped spark one of the greatest rookie seasons in NFL history for Daniels. One of the key focuses for the hire should be finding someone who has a clear plan for former first-round pick Jackson Dart. Considering Dart's production and Lane Kiffin's offense, implementing college offenses would help him flourish in year two. So that's the argument for Cliff Kingsbury. We'll get the other two candidates. You're going to love the third one or hate it.
This is why
I
think we're just in a tough spot. Not to make this too much about our Giants, but I think we're
That's
in a tough.
Funny.
I think we're in a tough spot. It's just like this isn't a good cycle for what appears to be like strong candidates. Like last year, you had Aaron Glenn, you had Ben Johnson. No matter what you think about him, those were people that everyone considered like, okay, these are clearly guys who are ready for head coaching jobs. It seems like now we have kind of like guys who failed or like college coaches who I'm usually not fond of. My whole thing with Cliff is he never, even outside of Kyler Murray, he never seemed to be able to hold players accountable. Like I think players looked and spoke to him as if he was an equal.
As a bro?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a great play caller, though, but I think that's what I always find tricky. And you can make the same case for Ben Johnson where it's like great play caller does not mean great head coach.
It's interesting that you say all that because you're not wrong. But you're also, in my opinion, forgetting something important that I want to examine a little bit later on when we have time. By the way, we have broken news, breaking news. The 49ers have done it again. Somehow, some way, they have more crippling injuries than they do wins. And they've already got three of those. Nick Bosa, believed to have suffered a torn ACL. Kyle Shanahan said they hope the ACL was intact. Tests proved otherwise. God almighty. I mean, that's Nick Bosa, Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings,
Brandon Ayuk,
who's still out.
Yeah.
McCaffrey hasn't even missed a game yet, but
he doesn't look the same.
I mean, early on in the year, he was on the injury report. Who knows what's going on? Is he just fighting through something? They've got another key injury, that I'm forgetting about. Brock Purdy. I'm going to have to look it up. Oh, George Kittle. That's what it is. George Kittle was hurt immediately in week one and is out and will be out for another week or two, at least. Unfreaking believable how many key injuries the 49ers suffer.
And they still have three wins.
And they're still 3-0. All right, back to the phones we go. Jonesy is with us on line one. He's been hanging on forever and a day. Jonesy, sorry, I forgot about you. Go right ahead. How are you?
It's all right, man. You kicking up some dust about the Raiders, you know, but you straighten that out because I was coming for you. I had my pitchfork and ready.
Well, again, it's not just about the Raiders. It was more of a rant against the NFL than the Raiders bad for them.
See, that's where you get off the hook at, see, because you said the NFL. You came back and you straightened everything out and up. So I can't get on you. I said I had to put the weapons away because I thought you went to the dark side on this situation, man. You were scaring me. But now we're back. Victory Monday is here. The sun is shining again. I mean, all due respect, the Raiders are still the Raiders, but nobody cares nothing about the Cry Me a River Raiders. That's what they are today. We look bad on last Thursday. I will say this. I agree with you. That Thursday game after the Sunday game, after playing the Giants, yeah, I was a little miffed about that. Yep. But then again, look at Green Bay. Look what happened to them when they went out there to the Browns. That was a head scratcher for me right there. But, you know, with that being said, Rooster, I'm still your guy. You're still my guy. And keep on kicking up some dust because we don't do no cookie cutter radio.
Yeah, baby.
And
yeah,
never
baby.
Start. Because, see, like you said, if you start doing that, you won't come on the air.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say if you start doing that, I got to stop listening.
I appreciate
it. I'm out.
I don't want you to stop listening. I appreciate you. Much love to you. Thank you. Let's get to, where are we going here? Lap in D.C. on line two before the bottom of the hour break. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up?
Hey, man, it was a good win, man. Like I told Kevin earlier, we need to probably, I think Mariota can play another week at least, man, for us. And
no doubt.
If Jaden needs some time, I think Mariota can come in and get it moving, man.
The win and his performance and the trust they have in him full scale allows you to be ultra, ultra, ultra conservative with Jaden Daniels. We'll find out more from Dan Quinn, but he's not going to give you a definitive answer. He's going to give you a bunch of hooey and baloney because that's what they do. And I understand that. I don't have to like it. I understand it. But I'm telling you that because they won and because they completely and explicitly trust Marcus Mariota, there is absolutely no reason for Jaden Daniels to have to play this week or for anybody in that building to feel like they have to take any sliver of any chance.
Yeah, and I'm concerned with the injuries, man. Like I told you a couple of weeks ago, you know, we're an old team. So, you know, the injuries seem like they piling up, man. They got to – hopefully we got a plan in place for that. But, you know, me, my mentality is next man up, you know what I'm saying? So you got to do your job.
I mean, next man up is great, Lap, but the problem is they're running out of next men, you know? I mean, they're running out of quality next men. I mean, look, you're in a good situation where Tyler Owens and Jeremy Reeves can play and play at a good, decent, above average level. But if they were better than Will Harris, they'd be playing, you know? So there is going to be a drop off.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a drop off. But I mean, that's for the coaching staff. They got to prepare for that and think about that and factor that in when we have an old team. But, I mean, this team competes and fights and claws and scratch, man. I mean, we got a chance. I mean, until we get a little light, it's just what it's going to be, Rooster.
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
But I'm excited about the win. I was at the game, and I was pumped up. So
attaboy.
Let's keep it going, man.
Attaboy. Thank you, Lappy. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. We'll let it rest there. We'll get back to the calls. Get to Bird and Ashburn, D.C. and Waldorf, Little, and you at 301-230-0980. You'll hear from Dan Quinn an hour from now. You'll hear from Bill at the start of next hour, and we'll mix in your calls. But first, a little breaking news. More breaking news on the NFL and a team we were just talking about. The 49ers, the Giants, the Commanders, the Raiders. We'll see. Stay tuned. Right now, trending alert time. Oh, the New York Giants dropped to 0-3 last night with a Sunday night football loss to the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, who had previously been 0-2. Russell Wilson, he was not very good all game long and really not good at the end. Is he being benched for Jackson Dart? Brian Daboll just said, "We're evaluating everything," end quote. So no decision made yet publicly. Generally, that means Russ is done. And Jackson Dart could be coming in against the Chargers this week. We will see. We're an hour away from Dan Quinn, as we mentioned, the Commanders working out veteran safety Darnell Savage recently with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was with part of the coaching staff in Green Bay, Joe Witt Jr. specifically. The 49ers, we just told you about, Nick Bosa reported torn ACL. As mentioned, they played without Brock Purdy for a couple of games now. George Kittle since the middle of game one. Jawan Jennings missed yesterday. Brandon Ayuk all year and now again without their best pass rusher and defensive. And Trent Williams said, quote, "When you lose a guy like that, you need three or four guys to come in and fill those shoes." And he's not wrong, end quote. Meanwhile, the Nationals will play tonight in Atlanta against the Braves, 7:15, final road trip of the year after spending the weekend in New York. Breaking news from the college basketball world, Bruce Pearl going to retire as Auburn men's head basketball coach. His son will take over the Auburn men's program, and Monday Night Football tonight up the road in Baltimore, as the Detroit Lions are in the Charm City. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, "She's coming in. Here are her labs."
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
All right, back to the phones in just a sec. The other two names on the A to Z Sports Joe DeLeone list for the Giants head coach. I think you're going to like this one, A-Mac.
I feel like you're being sarcastic. But
I think you're going to like this one. Brian Flores, Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator.
Oh, man, I would love that, actually.
You wouldn't love that?
I would.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. I think you're going to like that.
Especially
aggressive, blitz happy, especially with that pass rush. Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. That'd be the number one defense in the league in less than a year. I like me some Brian Flores.
Brian doesn't like defensive coaches, though. leading teams. Cowboy B, that is, for our
audience. I mean, he doesn't like defensive head coaches leading teams because he's got no defense to lead. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. No? That wasn't funny? Are you kidding me?
Say nothing's funny. You got to think, we're two depressed fan bases over here, Rooster. You can't, like,
You guys should have a soundtrack of how funny this show is. Like, it should just be a laugh fest.
Relax.
I think I'm pretty funny. You guys just missed the boat. You guys are too depressed. I'll give you the third name coming up. You're going to love it.
That's definitely a sarcastic. You're going to love it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. 301-230-0980. Back to the calls we go. DC in Waldorf on line four, and then Bird and Ashburn after that. What's up, DC?
Russell, I'm excellent. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. Good to hear from you, as always.
Man, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, brother.
Definitely good to hear from you.
I appreciate
always, brother. And you're gonna appreciate this even more because I'm really excited because we played in all three phases of the game for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a fourth phase, too, that I'm going to talk to you about that I know this as well. But we just got to build upon that. Offensively, we got to cut out those penalties. Defensively, we got to, like Joe Witt said, it's an eye thing. I saw two guys covering one man. That's how Turner was able to get open and shake open for that one touchdown. I think all the time they scored was kind of blown coverage stuff. So communication and our discipline.
Yep.
Special teams, keep hitting hard, keep blocking hard, and doing what we're doing. But the full phase, Russell, whatever you did out there in Vegas for your birthday to those Raiders, man, you like the new Lawrence Taylor, man. Just keep them partying all night so they're not ready for anybody.
No, I was in Vegas. I mean, just to clear up, I was in Vegas a month ago, but maybe I slipped something into their drinks. I don't know. I was in Pittsburgh.
No,
I was in Pittsburgh in Youngstown, Ohio this weekend. Went to PNC Park and all that. Went to go see my kids. Then made it back in time for yesterday's shindig. But I hear you. No, when you talk about eye discipline, right? I mean, I mentioned on Twitter yesterday, right after that first play to Jacoby Myers, and you mentioned, I think, the long touchdown, I think you were talking about, to Trey Tucker, right? But also, think about it. The first two touchdowns are on shallow drags, shallow crosses, in which they know the Commanders are playing zone defense. They know that they can run right past Bobby Wagner, and people, for whatever reason, are going to lose either Bobby Wagner or a safety late and getting over or a corner peeling off. I don't know why that is.
I think it was a communication thing. When he crossed Bobby Wagner's face, it's supposed to be a call so that safety won't follow that receiver into that other zone.
Right.
It was two safeties covering a deep receiver, and I don't know if they heard Bobby or if they knew to pick it up or whatever. And did you have pierogi from Pomani Brothers while you were in Pittsburgh?
I'm such a loser. I did not have a I went to Pomani Brothers. But I had already eaten, okay? So I joined the group at Permani Brothers. I have a half a sandwich in my refrigerator that I have not eaten yet.
Okay.
Okay? But it's not a fresh, and I did not, but I did have, check this out, on Friday night, I had a 24-ounce Iron City Light tall boy can, okay? Which is as Pittsburgh as Pittsburgh can be. And I had a wonderful steak and cheese, which I did not think Pittsburgh would be able to deliver, but it had the cheese sauce on it, and it was with peppers and onions. At PNC Park. It was great.
At PNC Park. Okay.
It was great.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you as always. Right. You're a good man. Thank you, DC. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's get to Bird. Bird. Bird is the word in Ashburn on the Team 980. What's up, Bird?
That's right. What's going on, Rooster?
Bird baby.
Yes, sir. Three quick things. What you said about the Thursday nights, and just the even the overseas games as a whole, it waters it down. You've been screaming this. That train has picked up steam with regard to them expanding and making more games, especially after, you know, they've expanded to 17. I don't know what that caller was talking about as far as him checking your bank account. I believe your show is on Thursdays, even before there were Thursday night games, and
yes,
it will be that way even if they didn't have it.
Yes.
You would just be talking about what has occurred up until that point. So
yeah.
I don't get that.
No, I hear you. But let me just, again, just for one quick second, and I'll let you finish up. You know, mm-hmm. like, yes, I've made a career of bitching about how the Commanders or Redskins or football team have been screwed by the NFL schedule makers. I've absolutely made it a cottage industry. Everyone knows it. Everyone scoffs at me. Everyone laughs. Everyone thinks I'm insane. But I have to be fair, right? I have to, when some other team gets screwed, and screwed badly, I have to point out why that they got screwed too. I have to.
That's right.
And I have to point out the differences, right, as I have. There are differences between what the Commanders faced in week two and what the Raiders faced in week three.
Yeah, they had their own problems. And on the flip side, ironically, those games are like fool's gold, because look what happened to Green Bay, you know, and it's the same thing when they played us on the show. We get home, you know, we look like hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened, of course, with Vegas in part. I mean, I feel like we are a better team, but what they put out on the field, I'm sure they would say, yeah, that is not the Raiders that we trotted out in week one. That being said, I, as a fan, I have angst about next week because I still don't know who we are, and I'm sure a lot of fans can say that about their respective
yep.
teams. And look at all of these players dropping like flies. I just saw Bosa went down with 49ers. I mean, this stuff is becoming catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have a watered down team by midseason. I'll get off, and you have a great one,
bro. Yeah, thank you, Bird. So appreciate much. You as always, brother. Good to hear from you. And you're right. They are dropping like flies everywhere. I mean, the 49ers have the most crippling injuries, but the Commanders have a bunch. I mean, think about it. There's no guarantee that Jaden Daniels, John Bates, I mean, we know Eckler's gone for the year. No guarantee that Trey Amos plays. We know Will Harris is going to be out. We don't know about Marshawn Lattimore, right? I mean, we don't know about Noah Brown. Unlikely. And that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what the 49ers are dealing with. And there's probably a couple of other teams that have something similar to the 49ers. But again, the 49ers have more superstars on their injured list or not playing than they have wins. And they have three wins in three games. Think about that. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Little next up before the timeout. What's up, Little? How are you?
What's up, Rufus?
What's shaking, Little?
I hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed your birthday.
Thank you, buddy.
A shout out.
Appreciate you.
Doc and all of us, we give you a little shout out.
Yes, I heard. I should have pointed that out. I heard a little bit of it. AMAC and Doc, and thank you to those guys.
Yeah,
you know, obviously AMAC's here. Doc's always listening. I don't know if he's listening
yeah.
right now, but Doctor, if you're out there, I appreciate you.
Doc had him on point about your birthday. All of us. Hey, but look here. It's an Italian restaurant in Pittsburgh called Magliano's. We got one on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's the same people. It's his brother owning one in Pittsburgh, though. But the Magliano's on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C., the best sandwich is called the G-Man. I know you heard about the G-Man.
I have never heard of the G-Man. I know of G from the shop. Yeah. I don't know about the G-Man.
No, that's the name of the sandwich, the
okay.
G-Man sandwich. Magliano's is right on Pennsylvania Avenue,
okay.
right east of Market area.
All right. And you don't, and you, and just to be clear, you don't own that, right?
No, but I like to go by there and give me an Italian sub every
okay.
once in a while.
All right.
It was
okay.
right across from Potomac Avenue subway station.
All right.
Look, let me say this. We win the game, and the last call say he still don't know our identity. Guess what? Ain't none of our big boys got hurt. Defensive offensive line, all them fresh. That's
mm-hmm.
where you win the game at, partner. You win the game in the trenches. And once Kingsbury realized, I'm going to piggyback off my man Southeast Bones. We got a three-headed monster in the backfield, man. We got a platoon. We platooning these backs, and all of them are hungry. Trust me. When we root that ball, like I said, the caller called talking about Green Bay manhandling us. Man, we were sucking wind. 4-5. You go three and out. 4-5, 4-4, 4-5, 6 attempts. 3 and out. Of course you're gonna be sucking wind. Come on, man. Some of these calls, I think they just sit there and walk, turn the TV on and look at the game and don't realize how we lost the game. We backpedaling. When you moving in big boy forward, we're going to win a lot of games that way, Rooster. And until somebody be able to stop it, we're going to keep moving that way. Trust me. And I'm going to tell you one other thing, man. Look, them crab cakes, man, them crab rolls over the stadium, boy, you got to get over there, Rooster. Man, them things off the hook.
I have had them before. They are excellent.
That's what I like to see.
They should bring all some down to the press box, is later. What I would say.
All that pretty boy floor moves and all that stuff. You get that. You maneuver that. You earn your money in there the trenches.
Thank you, Little. I appreciate you. Speaking of the trenches, I've got to make a point that I probably have not made really in detail. Something that the coaching staff did yesterday that worked like a charm. And I think you know what I'm talking about. We'll examine it next on the Team 980. Plus, Marcus Mariota a lot richer today than he was yesterday. We'll explain. You know, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. Well, not always, but I'm hungry right now. Haven't had lunch yet. Cowboy B, are you hungry on your way out the door, Mr. Star Wars? After your team got kicked in the yesterday by Caleb William and Little Benny? Are you hungry? Boy, those prime rib burgers last week would have been really nice. Really nice. But you know what, Cowboy B, I'm gonna save the day for you. I know your football team absolutely sucks. I got it. I'm sorry. I can't help you there. But I can tell you that right now, you, my friend, can go get a great deal on the IHOP value menu. All your breakfast favorites, Cowboy B, are just $6 each every day. Not just today after your team got its ass kicked. No, every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your Happy Plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day, Cowboy B, not just on days after your team gets their ass kicked. No, $7 it might cost in some locations. I would imagine, I don't know this for sure, that you can get yourself a pretty damn good egg, sausage, bacon, maybe hash brown potato combination. I don't know this for sure. I haven't seen the updated menu. I'm a big IHOP guy. They have big pancakes. Oh, yeah. Stick to your ribs. It'll make your defense not feel as bad as I'm sure you feel right now after watching Caleb and Little Benny tear you apart. All right, Marcus Mariota made an extra $200,000 yesterday. How did he do it? Well, he has an incentive in his contract, according to SpotTrack, that if he plays in 60% of the snaps and the Commanders win, check, check, he makes an extra $200,000 per time that happens. That's in addition to the $8 million base value contract. Thanks to Jeff in Vienna for sending that along. I did not see that note, but he sent it along, so I appreciate that. And the moves that I was teasing right before the break is this. Andrew Wiley for Nick Allegretti is a move that, you know, I'm not sure if it was an absolute slam dunk. I mean, Allegretti wasn't great, if we're being honest with you, but hard to be great next to Josh Connerly against Micah Parsons and company. But Wiley, while he has a taller and less stouter body, like I kept saying when they signed him as a free agent and people kept reading analytics and saying he just gave up sack after sack after sack, that there was more to him than that. A, he had played guard. B, as a veteran, as more of a tactician than just a big bulking brute, maybe there's something to that. And that showed yesterday. Granted, it didn't show against Micah Parsons and the rest of the Green Bay Packer defense. And it didn't show even against the Giants' multi-level pass rush. But it did against the tired, overmatched Max Crosby and the Raiders' pass rush. We'll see how it does against Atlanta. And also, Brandon Coleman was benched. And listen, I love Brandon Coleman as a dude. I mean, I think he's still going to be a pretty good player. I just think he missed a bunch of time during training camp and the preseason. And you're going against the Giants and then Green Bay. That's two pretty tough customers to go against in your first two games back at guard after you missed a bunch of practice time and some preseason time. And this is why it's important to play in the preseason, to get the oil running through the engine. We'll see Brandon Coleman again. But smart move by the Commanders coaching staff to put Chris Paul, who everybody thought had made significant progress. This coaching staff does not wait around. They might be patient, more patient than you would be. They're not that patient, trust me. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.